I would humbly like to welcome each and every esteemed speaker we have tonight, and all the participants, our brothers and sisters, respected members of our community, our youth and younger audience, everyone who has come here with a lot of excitement because we have guests from outside and the topics we're addressing are of interest to all of us. I was once invited to a TV show in Dallas 10 years ago, I think. And so there was another guest invited as well. It was a Sunday morning show. And the person asked, the TV guy, he asked, this conflict going on in the occupied lands, is it a religious conflict or a political conflict? So the other guest who was from the Jewish community but more leaning towards the Israeli lobby and Zionist lobby, he very openly said that it's a religious conflict. It's a conflict that has roots in the conflict that has been going on historically between Adam's two sons, for example, and he cited examples of conflicts, religious conflicts in the past, to this day, and he seemed very sure that it's a religious conflict. At least he wanted to seem that way. He wanted to also basically present that both sides have religious reasons to be fighting with each other. And I did not have any prior reading of this subject in this context. But as soon as I was asked, it was something that was self-evident to me, very clear to me. Without giving a moment of thought, I said it's a political conflict. It is not a religious conflict at all. And that it is being painted as a religious conflict by those who want to, you know, create issues between members of different faith. And their main, perhaps, I cannot read their minds, obviously, but what I see is that because in this context of Islamophobia or whatever, and also on the other side, some of them finding evidence from some of their religious texts, and such religious texts are more or less common everywhere, to find some reasons for occupying the land, that there's biblical right to go and occupy the land and to form a legitimate government or Jewish government or whatever they have in mind. Again, I don't represent them. I don't even know what goes on in their twisted minds. But the fact is today it's a purely human rights issue. And just looking at any of these tens of protests going on all over the country, you can see some protests have more Christians than Muslims. And there are some who are probably in equal numbers. In our protest just yesterday, we saw how good a participation there was. I know I have just 2 minutes. I just want to say that we can come together and understand the roots of why and where it's coming from, and what are the interests of those who want to continue this conflict and want they are fueling this massacre. They are fueling the media, campaign going on, a one-sided campaign that's been going on for a while. And we pray that this event will be useful for all of us. Thank you very much. Salawat.